Hello and welcome to The Learner's Voice. We in Adult Ed are dipping into the world of podcasts to meet our learners. We want you to hear the stories of how they found their way to us and how we were able to help. This series of podcasts are in celebration of Balbriggan Loves Learning. We are your hosts, Zara, and I'm Mel, and today's episode is with Vinny, who came to us to get help with everyday computers. We talk about that digital divide.
We hope you enjoy the following podcasts. If any of the stories resonate with you, if you're interested in returning to adult education, we're here to help. Contact our information officers, contact Rebecca in Swords on 01 8408 946 or Kevin in Balbriggan on 01 841 7763. You can have a chat with them to discuss your options and find out the correct learning path for you.
So, Vinny Morgan from Balbriggan. Previous career was a bus driver for Dublin Bus, and they retired me on medical grounds 3 years ago. Okay. Joined Dublin Bus in 2005, I think it was.
Alright.
Yeah, and before that I was working for myself.
And what did you do for yourself?
I just had a small business, like fruit and veg, but just delivering to the restaurants and shops and that.
Very good.
Very small. Yeah. So it was just me and one van, me, you know.
Yeah.
But then, after a while, I saw that, I'll put it to you this way, when I joined Dublin Bus, right, that was the first time I realised you can actually have, somebody gives you holidays.
Yes, it's hard to work
days, you know, there was no such thing as sick days when you work for yourself. So, it was, I love that, and Dublin Bus was a great way, I was able to buy my house, I was able to pay for it.
Brilliant.
You know, like, clear my mortgage, because there's just so much work you can do, there's so much overtime, because every duty has to be covered.
Yeah.
So if you want to work, it's there for you.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's that solid paycheck.
Yeah. It was brilliant, I have to say, but so I rest there, didn't I?
Yeah, you had your own business, so.
Yeah, so that was, but you could see the ending, you know, I mean, with.
Bigger.
The supermarkets, you know, people could go in there and buy stuff cheaper than I could buy in the market, you know, the buying clout they have, you know. So the change was, it never bothered me because I did a lot of things over my life, so change was always there, and you just get into a routine, you just accept it. I always had a thing of acceptance and just, God look after me, you know.
Yeah,
and, that's a nice way to be.
Yeah. COVID came, and then, to make a long story short, myself and the wife separated. So before this, she would have done everything online.
Right.
And you kind of never really think that. I suppose in the back of my head, I would have thought, you know, well, Jesus, what if something happened to me? You know, I can't do any of this.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And so I moved out and I'm in a house. We were still friends, by the way, you know, so it's just. And then all of a sudden, different things, like I had to get a medical card. That was when I went to the medical centre in Dublin Street.
Yeah.
And I went in and I asked for an application form for a medical card, and the lady there said that they didn't do application forms anymore, you have to go online, you know. And I thought, I'd had this before, you know, so with different things, and I said, what do you do if you're, you know, computer stupid, you know, dummy, whatever.
That's a new phrase now, I've never heard that one. Yeah, yes.
I was looking for a proper word there, but
I'm sure there's a technical word.
And she said, but that's a very good question, she said. That's a really good question. As I said, there's a lot of older people out there that come with medical cards and stuff like that. And what do they do, you know? I have a thing, I could go to my sister, you know, or even to Mary, went to my sister for help, you know, and she helped me. And I remember saying, right, that's it. I'm going to go in here and do something about this. And then I went to June again, my older sister, and said, look, okay, so where is this place? I didn't know this existed.
But had your sister been here, had she?
June does a lot of, I'm sure she has. She's doing Spanish.
Community,
but I think that's in.
In the library.
That's
part of
part
us.
Part here,
So, in partnership with the library.
Yeah, so. So she actually, fair play, she brought me up the application form because she kind of knew, like, you know, I probably won't get down. You know, that kind of way of saying. So anyway, so signed up, came down here, and the very first thing that happened when I came in here, I was actually stuck. I was getting bits and pieces done on my phone, so I had to reply to an email. can't remember what it was for, but I kept getting it wrong, whatever I was doing. So yeah. So the girl that I met first here, she said, look, you know, she do you know that we did for you?
Yeah.
I told her my story, and then she said, well, look, you know, come down. We you know, that was earlier on last year, so early summer, whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
And then she said the classes would be starting in September, I think it was. And we'd be letting you know times and all that sort of thing, you know. So I said, that's great. And she said, look, if there's ever anything you want, that you need, just come in and ask, you know. So I took out my phone and I said, well, look, you know what, I can't reply to this email, okay. Could you help me out? And it was an important one, you know.
Yeah.
She did it.
There and then.
I'm definitely coming in here.
So the gap between waiting over the summer, did you kind of think, I'm not? Or you were motivated
I made up my mind that day. Definitely.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait, you know.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't wait for him, you know.
Because I met you at the Literacy Cafe, and I just thought your story was really interesting in terms of going to a government agency, and you needed to apply for the thing, and just... I get computers are brilliant and all of that, but that human interaction where there wasn't an alternative.
No,
90% of people could have been comfortable with, that's great, I'll go online. They should follow that up, but if you're unable to, here's the alternative.
Yeah.
Or did you know you can access a class that will help you with this? And I think that's the part that was interesting for me, that it's joining up the gaps for people.
Yeah.
And like, you mightn't have come here if you didn't have a paper application. Like you said, June came and got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you filled it out. If you'd had to go online for that, that might have stopped you coming here.
Yeah.
Ironically, like, application or forms like that were always one of those things that got me. It was nearly like dyslexia. I just couldn't deal with them.
Yeah.
But then I learned to deal with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Did you?
And as soon as I finished learning to deal with them, I nearly sleep nearly in that kind of way. But
and so would you have found it challenging? And look, all paperwork is challenging. And I got a thing for my house insurance, and I'm reading it, and I says, does that mean I'm covered, or does it mean I'm not covered, or whatever? You know, like the technical language, and that's you know. It's a challenge regardless, but did you find filling in forms a challenge?
Oh, yeah, big time, yeah. But I stuck, you know, I sort of said, no, I've got to get my head down and do these, you know.
Yeah.
And then I found that most of them...
Ask the same thing.
Yeah, and a lot of it's none doesn't apply.
Yeah.
You know, so NA, you know, and stuff like that. I got through it. So I'm going to get through this online thing. Yeah.
So we invited you to that literacy cafe, and we got everyone from all walks of life. And it was actually clear after that it meant, you know, we all sat down and figured out what are the things in literacy that is the stumbling block. And it's everybody, isn't it? Like, it's not just...
level of education. It's not about, who has...
If you've used computers
or I think that's the people what people might misinterpret, that they think literacy is just about but it might be people with an actual reading and writing challenge, which is kind of the starting blocks.
Yeah.
And but then there's the next level now, which wasn't there 20 years ago, but it's there now, which is the whole digital literacy, and that's where your story applies.
So when you were driving, going back, did anything come up? You're saying that your wife would have helped you at the time, but what kind of stuff?
No, well, we never done. As in Dublin bus? No, that was awesome. It's all on paper, you know.
But your schedule, like where you emailed your schedule, or
that was starting just before I was retired. That people were getting their the duties emailed to them, and or texted. Actually, it was texted. Yeah. I think.
What route you had to cover.
You see, the first 8 or so years in Dublin bus, you're what's called a spare driver. So
you
just don't have a route. Just throw you on any route. So it's very stressful, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're on a route you hadn't covered before, or maybe you hadn't done it in a long time, you have to get that right in your head, you know.
Yeah.
We've all made mistakes in our one left turn, and you know,
a
busload of people going the wrong way.
Asking them which direction it is.
Yeah. So that started off just a couple of years before I retired, and then I'm sure they're up to speed and stuff now, you know.
Well, yeah, and in fairness, COVID brought about this rapid change of even how, like, we conduct our business in terms.
Yeah.
So a lot of our applications were footfall through the door.
Yeah.
You know, people come in and apply, which was beneficial to us in terms of you're making a connection with people.
Yeah.
And they come in and it it takes a lot of guts to come in initially and walk through the doors and come up the stairs and ask about a class. But then there's relief because, oh, they're human and they're here to help.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, we're here to help.
Yeah.
And regardless of what your question or query is, we will endeavour to help in the education. But then COVID brought about, obviously, people were working remotely, we were trying to engage people through online, so our social media and Facebook and website and stuff like that, and we just didn't have the same amount of footfall. Like it drizzled down to one or two people because obviously then with COVID there was that whole fear. But I say it's back to 50-50 now. You do miss, like, an online form doesn't demonstrate the warmth of an organisation.
You need both. Wouldn't be sitting here if you didn't have that paper.
So who brought, when you got the online paper application, who brought that down here?
I brought it down.
Yeah. And what was your initial?
I thought, when I came in, it's amazing. You know, like, it's a lovely place. I find it very warm here, you know. People, everyone, yourselves, you know.
Yeah.
And say that girl done the email coming down here, for sure.
Yeah.
And I actually love it. I look forward to it. But that literacy cafe was total buzz. I'm still buzzing about that. That was just brilliant.
But it was so many ideas as well. Because that's part of, like, in this work, and it's the diverse people that you meet. And just even that question, like, or that resonated with me, was like, why you ended up with us was important. And I think, if anything, the message that we're trying to get out to people is, you know, don't be despondent, don't despair, like, and come down and ask the question, because
so many people think, sure, that's not me, I wouldn't do that, and like, they don't know that the help is there.
I have two friends, funny enough, and they were going to come down with me.
Yeah.
And both found reasons, I couldn't mention any names, they're very, very nice fellas, but they're in exactly the same position as me, and in around the same age, and they found reasons not to come down.
Yeah.
You know, and
but they're not ready yet.
Yeah.
And
I think
you know, hopefully, like, they might see, God, look at Finny there.
I just say it every time I see them, you know, I say I'm loving it down here.
Yeah.
The reason we're doing this series of podcasts is to show everyone from all walks of life walk through the door.
Yeah.
It's just trying to make that connection, you know, make people do it. So what about when you got here? Like, what have you been doing? Tell us
Jillian is brilliant. She's she's in half a minute, isn't she?
She's
gas. I draw the weight about her. You
know? No messing with Jillian.
Yeah, she's brilliant, and the people in the class are great because we're all basically on the same level, which is a worry, isn't it? Like, when you think of yourself, I absolutely know nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be sitting with people who you know.
Yeah, you panic before.
And it's not like that. It was like, we were nearly all at the same level, really, you know.
And that's reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah,
How that happens is because either through conversation or there's a formal assessment where we, you know, assess people's skills and say, okay, you're at this level, you're at this level, you're at that, and we form the groups out of that, right? You know, because there's nothing worse than sitting in a class.
Loads of different levels.
They know more than me.
That's the way it was on the life.
But, you know, isn't it funny? Schools call this thing mixed ability.
Yeah.
And they actually say it's better to have different abilities in the class, but not an adult ed. I think you've been through your life, you know where you are, at what stage you are, and it's better.
Well, I think schools too, they've a set program that they have to move people through.
Yeah.
Where here it's at your own pace, and it's, you know, where the learner's at instead of these objectives being met, set externally. It's like, what is your learning need?
Yeah.
How can we deliver that?
And
like, if it's in a group of three or four, or you might be in a level six with like 10 other people that are at the same level.
Or on a one-to-one, or on anything.
Now that you're here, since, well, last September. So yeah.
Yeah.
What would your next step be? Like,
oh, I definitely want to do, I was thinking about Irish, you know, I'm very ashamed of the fact that, you know, like two of my friends in Dublin, mostly, I'm going to keep harping back to this, yeah. They're both from Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
And they're learning Irish for the last 4 years.
Wow.
You know, because their kids are learning Irish. So yeah. You know, these guys are doing, I'm so ashamed. You know, that
we don't know our own language.
You know?
Well, that's don't nice. Be ashamed. Because, and it goes back to how, because, like, being in school in the late 60s, early 70s, and it was how the language was probably introduced to us in those days, you know, and that's outside our control. So there is Irish language classes with community ed here.
Kathleen, she teaches in Balbriggan Library, and she's amazing because she'd come here and have her lunch sometimes after doing the class, and she won't leave the room till we all speak a bit of Irish. So she's a bit of crack. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
But can we go back just to the class with Gillian? What have you learned?
Oh yeah, that's great. Ironically, I don't have a computer. That's going to sound really, you know.
No, you're not the first one. Sometimes we have to say go to the library to practice or whatever.
Well, the whole idea was to be able to do things on my phone.
Yeah.
Banking, yes.
And like for instance, now I've two board cost bills in there, and I would be saving 3% of it was online. Right?
Yeah.
So there's one thing that you can save on, and that. But I will get a computer, but I just want to. As Gillian said, know what you actually want, what sort of computer you want for this. And I didn't realise this, you know, that you go into a shop and, like, you know, they get me at the door, they see me coming in and it's like, we have him, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then,
1,500 euros later, you're
in one day, this is the truth, we get a Mars bar and a bottle of water up in Scotland when they had cars, and I end up buying a car there, you know, that's the truth, you know. So
you could be well upsold if you so need to get a computer.
She had said to me that her dad was saying he got a computer, and then suddenly realised it just didn't suit what he wanted it for.
Yeah.
He wanted it for some specific stuff. So when I'm ready, I'll get the computer.
Yeah, but this step, the phone, like the class you're doing is smartphones.
Yeah.
You're learning that kind of stuff.
But look at your other interests. So say, like, if it's Irish and stuff like that, is there apps that you're able to download onto your computer or your phone, and work it that way? And like your bills and maybe going to an Excel spreadsheet class
I have no idea what that is.
It's a load of boxes on a screen.
The
whole numbers.
But you can do budgets and stuff like that with it. Gillian's right. Like, don't rush into it and ask around. And, like, you know, there's people that will sell you a computer that can do handstands, and you don't want it to do handstands.
So the things you're doing is, like, WhatsApp. Learning WhatsApp.
We've gone through all that. I thought I knew everything about WhatsApp, but I didn't. I didn't know what that star was for. All this, it's some simple little things, you know, that she teaches you. And she goes around everyone one to one as well, you know.
Yeah, because you all have different models of phones, so it's quite directed.
But you know what she taught us the other week? I was so excited. I messaged her at like 12 o'clock on a Sunday evening to say I got it. I finally got it. It was how to record on your text message. She was explaining how you did it, and every phone is different, and it took me a while to actually go in and find it. And I was so excited after doing it. I said, Gillian, I'm sending, do not reply, I'm sending you this message. And it's coming through my microphone, and it's printed out on text. Of course, she replied.
I suppose when you help someone, we all need help, don't we?
That's it.
She's great, because we're on the computer as well. Now, I was surprised that I could go home and go back a week later, or even go Christmas and go back and just go straight into it.
Yeah,
know what I was doing.
You can have the break and it'll click again.
And I'll go here, there, and this is what I want to be at the end of it.
It might take another another course in computers. It's not like we just say, come in, do one course and you're done. Like, you can definitely do that and maybe do Irish as well, like do twice a week or whatever.
Oh, you're not getting really needed.
Yeah.
No, and look, that's the other thing. Like, there's all, like, and that's where this is about the diverse needs of people that come in. So, like, say the government might be looking at the outcomes in terms of how many of people are going into jobs, but it's the long-term outcome of being engaged, of being connected to people,
and learning skills that you sometimes just can't tick a box with.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, even for your mind alone, just to know that you're, even if you, you know, that you, even if you just learn one simple little thing, that I feel great.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm still buzzing with the Literacy Cafe because I've got everybody together.
Yeah.
And everybody was just on that one page. Yeah.
And everybody, didn't matter what, how much you knew computers or not, we all have trouble.
Yeah.
And the stories were things that resonated with me was the young guy talking about his emails, and his emails aren't private because his parents have to open them up for him and stuff like that. And you're going, like, you don't think of it. How can you make that better for him and, stuff like that.
There's loads for us to think about what to do with out of that cafe.
But this school here is lovely. I mean, you guys are great. Fantastic,
We love having people here. And that's the thing. That's the message that we want to get out, is that we're here and we're open, and we're open to hearing what your learning need is and seeing how we can address that, And I think the thing, I go back to your story of going in and trying to fill out a form and being told it's online. And somebody might think, oh, sure, that's not what they're about. Why would I go to that service to help me do that?
Yeah.
But that's exactly what we're about. And then we're also about the other stuff of somebody coming in that wants to go to college, or somebody coming in and wants to get skills to go to work.
Going back to what you were saying when you texted Gillian, she was teaching us recently, you speak into it and it comes out of text. Is that the one?
That's what she was doing.
Look, this thing, I'll probably never do it, but I always, everybody wants to write a book, don't they? But the thing about me was I was just too lazy to get up that pen and say, And I thought, that's a way, isn't it? And I was like, just talking to that and then
She was showing you OneDrive, Microsoft Word online, because she got you all 365 accounts. And you can talk and it types on Microsoft Word.
That's it.
Do you know those books where it says my grandparents' story?
Oh yeah.
And you give it to the grandparent and they never have time to fill it out.
Yeah.
So now there's this new app where they get a question every day. What was your favourite, whatever, when you were younger?
Yeah.
And so that builds up a story.
Oh,
bit by bit.
Online templates for writing your books.
That could be a class.
We can seek out.
That's brilliant, Vinny. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for agreeing to do this.
No problem. Just anytime.
We'll come back to you next year.
Yeah, I'm always available for a
podcast. Yeah.